Ways to discourage criminal activity on or around your bus. Discouraging criminal activity on or around a bus involves implementing various preventive measures to ensure the safety and security of passengers, the driver, and the surrounding environment. Here are several strategies to deter criminal behavior. 1. Increased visibility and lighting. Ensure proper lighting in and around the bus stops, terminals, and parking areas. Well-lit areas help deter criminal activities by increasing visibility and reducing hiding spots for potential offenders. 2. Surveillance systems. Install visible surveillance cameras inside the bus and at bus stops. The presence of cameras acts as a deterrent and helps monitor activities, providing evidence in case of incidents. 3. Driver and passenger awareness. Train bus drivers and passengers to remain vigilant and report suspicious behavior or activities immediately. Encourage passengers to be aware of their surroundings. 4. Emergency communication. Equip buses with emergency communication systems, such as panic buttons or radios, to allow drivers to quickly alert authorities in case of an emergency. 5. Regular patrols and security personnel coordinate with law enforcement agencies to conduct regular patrols around bus stops and terminals. Employ security personnel or transit police to provide a visible presence, deterring criminal behavior. 6. Proper maintenance and upkeep. Maintain a well-kept environment, both inside the bus and at bus stops. Keep the surroundings clean and free from obstructions that could provide cover for criminal activities. Safety policies and procedures. Implement clear policies and procedures for handling security-related incidents. Train drivers and staff on these protocols to respond effectively in case of emergencies or criminal activities. 8. Access control measures. Control access to restricted areas, such as bus depots or maintenance facilities, using security gates, fences, or keycard systems to prevent unauthorized entry. 9. Community engagement. Foster a sense of community ownership by engaging with local residents, businesses, and community groups. Encourage their involvement in reporting and preventing criminal activities. 10. Information sharing and collaboration. Collaborate with local law enforcement agencies, neighboring businesses, and community watch programs to share information and coordinate efforts to prevent crime. By implementing these measures, bus operators and authorities can create a safer environment for passengers and minimize opportunities for criminal activity on or around buses. Promoting a secure and vigilant atmosphere helps deter potential offenders and ensures the well-being of everyone involved in public transportation. Recognize criminal activity on or around your bus. Recognizing criminal activity on or around a bus involves staying vigilant and observant of unusual or suspicious behaviors. Some signs that may indicate criminal activity are 1. Loitering. Individuals loitering around the bus stop or behaving in a manner that suggests they are monitoring or observing passengers or the bus. 2. Vandalism or graffiti. Damage or graffiti on the bus or at the bus stop may indicate previous criminal behavior or potential future incidents. 3. Aggressive behavior. Verbal altercations, threats, or physical aggression among passengers or individuals at the bus stop could signal potential criminal activity. 4. Drug or substance abuse. Evidence of drug use or dealing, such as drug paraphernalia, unusual behavior, or strong odors around the bus stop or inside the bus. 6. Unusual surveillance. Individuals displaying suspicious behavior, such as watching or tracking the movements of passengers, the bus, or the driver without apparent reason. 7. Attempts at unauthorized entry. Individuals attempting to gain unauthorized access to restricted areas of the bus or bus depot, or tampering with bus components. 8. Theft or pickpocketing. Reports of theft, pickpocketing, or passengers feeling unsafe due to missing belongings or suspicious individuals targeting them. 9. Intoxicated or disorderly conduct. Individuals displaying highly intoxicated behavior, disorderly conduct, or harassing passengers, posing a threat to the safety of others. 10. Gang activity or presence. Signs of gang-related activity, such as gang colors, symbols, or suspicious groups gathering around the bus stop. Bus drivers and transit staff should be trained to recognize these signs of potential criminal activity. Encouraging passengers to report suspicious behavior and maintaining open communication with law enforcement authorities can aid in addressing and preventing criminal incidents on or around buses. Prompt reporting and appropriate response to these indicators are crucial to ensuring the safety and security of passengers and personnel. Recognizing physical threats due to criminal activities. Physical threats due to criminal activities can manifest in various ways around buses or at bus stops. Recognizing these threats is crucial for bus drivers and personnel to ensure the safety of passengers and themselves. Here are signs that may indicate physical threats due to criminal activities. 1. Assault or violence. Verbal threats, aggressive behavior, or physical altercations among passengers or individuals at the bus stop can escalate into violent situations. 2. Armed individuals. Any presence of weapons or individuals brandishing firearms, knives, or other weapons around the bus or at the stop poses an immediate physical threat. 3. Hostage situations. The presence of individuals using force to hold others against their will or displaying behavior indicative of a hostage situation demands immediate attention. 4. Robbery or theft. Attempts at robbery or theft, where passengers or bus personnel are threatened with violence or coerced into giving up their belongings. 5. Gang-related violence, signs of gang confrontations, turf wars, or gang-initiated violence that could endanger passengers, bystanders, or the bus driver. 6. Physical intimidation, instances where passengers or individuals exhibit threatening behavior, attempting to intimidate or coerce others on or around the bus. 7. Terrorism threats, unusual behavior, suspicious items, or threats that raise concerns about potential terrorist activities or acts of sabotage. 8. Human trafficking indicators, observing suspicious behavior that might indicate human trafficking, such as individuals being coerced, controlled, or transported against their will. 9. Sabotage or vandalism. Acts of sabotage, vandalism, or tampering with bus components or infrastructure that could compromise passenger safety. 10. Drug-related violence, situations where drug deals or disputes escalate into violent altercations, endangering passengers and bystanders. Recognizing these physical threats requires vigilance and quick assessment of the situation. Bus drivers and personnel should be trained to identify these signs promptly, respond appropriately, and immediately alert law enforcement or emergency services to ensure the safety and security of everyone involved. How to respond to and minimize criminally related threats. Responding to criminally related threats as a bus driver requires a calm and swift approach, prioritizing passenger safety. Here are steps to respond to and minimize criminally related threats. 1. Stay calm and assess the situation. Remain composed and assess the threat level. Evaluate the immediate danger to yourself, passengers, and others involved. 2. Signal for help. If possible, discreetly activate the bus's emergency alarm, radio system, or call emergency services, 911, to report the situation without escalating it further. 3. Ensure passenger safety. Prioritize the safety of passengers. Advise them to remain calm and cooperate with instructions without provoking the aggressors. 4. Follow company protocols. Follow established procedures and protocols set by the transportation company for dealing with security threats or emergencies. 5. Avoid confrontation. Avoid confrontational behavior or actions that may escalate the situation. Do not challenge or antagonize the aggressors. 6. Maintain distance and observe. If safe to do so, maintain a safe distance from the threat while observing and providing information to emergency services. 7. Comply if necessary. If the threat involves robbery or theft, consider complying with the aggressor's demands to minimize harm to passengers and yourself. 8. Use available safety features. Utilize safety features within the bus, such as locking doors, activating surveillance systems, or emergency communication devices. 9. Seek safe havens. Move the bus to a safe location if possible, such as a well-lit area, populated space, or near law enforcement authorities. 10. Cooperate with law enforcement. Upon the arrival of law enforcement or emergency services, provide them with accurate and detailed information about the incident. 11. Document and report. Document the incident and report it to your supervisor or the appropriate authorities as per company policies. 12. Provide support. Offer reassurance and support to passengers affected by the incident, ensuring their well-being and addressing any immediate concerns. 13. Attend to post-incident procedures. Follow post-incident procedures, including debriefing sessions or counseling support if needed to address the emotional impact. Preparation, training, and adherence to established protocols are essential for bus drivers to effectively respond to criminally related threats while ensuring the safety and security of passengers and themselves. Communication with law enforcement and prompt reporting of incidents are vital to mitigating risks and ensuring a swift and appropriate response. How to respond if someone is physically harmed. If someone is physically harmed on the bus you are driving, taking immediate action to ensure their safety and well-being is paramount. Here's a step-by-step guide on how to respond. 1. Stop the bus safely. If safe to do so, pull the bus over to a safe location away from traffic and hazards. Activate hazard lights to alert other motorists. 2. Assess the situation. Quickly assess the extent of the person's injuries. If the situation requires immediate medical attention, call emergency services 911 for help. If it's a minor injury, assess if you can provide initial aid. 3. Provide first aid. If you are trained and it's safe to do so, administer first aid based on your knowledge and capabilities. For severe injuries, focus on stabilizing the injured person and controlling bleeding while waiting for medical assistance. 4. Notify authorities and supervisors. Contact your transportation company's dispatch or control center to inform them of the situation. Provide details about the incident, the injured person's condition, and your location. 5. Secure the scene. Ensure the area around the injured person is safe and secure. Use safety equipment available on the bus, such as warning signs or cones, to create a safe zone if needed. 6. Communicate with passengers. Inform passengers about the situation, reassure them, and request their cooperation to maintain a calm and controlled environment. 7. Cooperate with emergency responders. When emergency services arrive, provide them with accurate information about the incident and the injured person's condition. Follow their instructions and assist as needed. 8. Document the incident. Record details of the incident, including the time, location, nature of injuries, actions taken, and any witnesses. This information may be required for incident reports or insurance purposes. 9. Provide support. Offer support and comfort to the injured person and other passengers affected by the incident. Maintain empathy and compassion while attending to their needs. 10. Follow company procedures. Follow your company's procedures and protocols for handling incidents involving injuries. This may include completing incident reports or contacting supervisors. Remember, your primary concern is the well-being and safety of the injured person. Swift and appropriate action, along with clear communication with authorities and passengers, is crucial in responding to situations where someone is physically harmed on the bus.